Our 30 years and 30 days series continues with the highest scoring game any Magic player has ever turned in. In the zone, dialed in, whatever you want to call it, T-Mac had it working on March 10th of 2004 against the Washington Wizards. After a slow start and a 7-point opening quarter, T-Mac got things rolling before and after the halftime intermission.
Tracy, 5 feet above the arc, he'll lift about 3 feet, fire and hit, look out, here we go, hold on, number one's going to take us for a ride, we hope, 28-17 Magic, Eddie Jordan says, whoa, timeout at this end, looks at a three, Arenas has got him, Tracy going to fire and hit, he was running the other way before it even went through, look out, T-Mac on a roll, 63-50 Orlando, and Tracy's got 39.
Locked in a duel with Gilbert Arenas, McGrady's teammates, including Ty Lue, loved what they were seeing.
It's just a happy moment for everyone. You know, we got the win, and we just wanted to keep feeding T-Mac, you know, because, like I said, you never know when you have a game like this again. So, you know, everyone tried to give him the ball, and we just had fun watching him do that and having a hell of a performance.
T-Mac scored 45 points in the second and third quarters combined before 10 points in the final stanza helped him eclipse the 60-point mark and set a new franchise record.
Lue up top. Now three to shoot. McGrady will drive to the rack, lays it up, and he got it to go. How did he do that? He went from right to left and threw it over his shoulder and threw. He doesn't have a whole lot left in the tank, but just a little more. T-Mac at the stripe. 8:21 left in the game. His team up by 12. He's tired. You can see it coming out of the timeout. First free throw is up and good. He now has 54 points, and that is a Magic team record, surpassing Shaquille O'Neal back in April of 94 against Minnesota when Shaq had 53.
Now it's T-Mac time. McGrady twisting.
That's the prettiest one. That's the prettiest one tonight.
He's spectacular. 57 points for McGrady.
That's the best one yet.
McGrady offering up another free throw. He caught the rim, but it fell through to give him 62 points for the night.
Shots was falling for me, and, you know, pretty much when I'm in that mood and that mind frame, you're pretty much at my mercy no matter what type of defense you throw at me. So I felt pretty good.
The Magic would fend off the Wizards 108-99 in an otherwise meaningless NBA contest. But you couldn't tell those in attendance. The record books had been rewritten. With today's 30 years and 30 days moment, my name's Aaron Berlin.